What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're finishing up here on the economy. Biden was commenting about the supply chain, saying, you know, only Santa Claus can guarantee the delivery of gifts on time. And then he tried to basically dodge responsibility for the issue by pointing the finger of blame at the retailers. And say we need to investigate the retailers as to why they're not getting product onto the shelves as quickly as they should. I remember when I was a kid in elementary school, and they were just teaching us to hate the commies, hate the commies, hate the commies, hate the commies. And they would show photographs of stores in the Soviet Union with lots of empty shelves and say, see, this proves their system does not work. And now all of a sudden we're seeing a lot of empty shelves in this country. Doesn't that prove our system isn't working? All righty. We have got callers on the line, starting with Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, a couple of things. One, you mentioned the medical records earlier. The government wants to compile all your medical information. I'll tell you right now that your medical information is already out there, and they know it.
Yeah.
I go to my main physician is up north in Austin. I see him from time to time, but there's a minor emergency center not too far from here, and I go there for minor things, such as I've had some severe allergies and infections from that, and I've had a flu-like condition. So I've been there on occasion, and when I have gone back to my main physician, he's walked into the examining room with his iPad, and he's repeated everything that I did at that minor emergency center. So when you see a doctor and they enter that information into their system somewhere, it goes right to a central database, and you and your physician, every physician who sees you has access to that. They do know.
Well, I don't know if that's a centralized government database or it's just data sharing between aligned medical centers. And I'll give you a good example here. We have a small family medical clinic right here in Santa Claus. It's where Claire and I both go when we need to get checked on out. But it's part of a larger system that covers most of southwestern Indiana. And it includes a couple of very large hospitals, and they're all on the same computer system. So it doesn't surprise me that when I go to the hospital, they know what I've been doing at the local family medicine clinic. But I don't know that that really means it's on a central government database. But at this point, that's what they're aiming for.
Well, that may be the case. And if it is as you describe, it would not take much of that information to be available to all to all physicians. So I'm very wary of this. I really am. And I think it doesn't take much more than a creative mind or two managing the database, the local regional databases, to make sure that all that information is accessible to all physicians everywhere, and into government agencies as well that want to spy on your medical records.
Well, there's another downside to centralized medical records, and that is more and more of these large computer systems are being targeted by ransomware, and patients have actually died because their doctors couldn't get into the computer to access their medical records and see what was going on. That's a big reason why I favor decentralized databases.
Well, I'm very much in favor of decentralizing these things. But I was really shocked when he walked in and repeated everything that I had done at this had been done to me at this minor emergency center here over a period of a couple of years, because I thought, well, okay, this is information that I'm sharing with these physicians over here, but he had access to it. Up there. So there is sharing of this information, and we need to be very wary of that, and we need to be wary of the potential for this. I think to enter be entered into a national centralized database. That will work to no one's advantage. The other thing I wanted to mention here is that I spend a lot of time reading dystopian novels and whatever.
I wonder why.
There are three novels that have stood out in my mind as novels I think that people should read. One is Brave New World. The other one is 1984.
Yes.
Two very dark novels of the future. And in the end of both books, you don't see a way out.
The whole message of the book is that civilization dead ends in these dystopian nightmares.
Right. But the third is Atlas Shrugged.
Yes.
Rand describes a very dystopian society that looks a lot like what we see happening today, a world in which bureaucrats and politicians are mandated.
Kelly, are you there? Okay, we seem to have lost Kelly here. I'm sorry for that. So let's go to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, aloha. You know, wouldn't that be something if Biden ends up costing us? Now, you know, after one of these people file a lawsuit, these pipelines, you know, the rest are probably sure to follow. Who knows how many billions this could end up being?
Yeah.
But I thought it was interesting, something I heard. You recall the Colonial Pipeline?
Yeah.
And the ransom they had to pay?
Yeah, I remember that one.
Well, I heard a story, and I don't know, call me a conspiracy theorist, but, you know, they paid the ransom and so on and so forth. And then I heard a story just, I think it was yesterday or the day before, that Israel was shutting down Iran's gas lines or something through some cyber. You heard the story?
Yeah, we posted it at whatreallyhappened.com. Israel is suspected of being behind the cyber attack that was damaging Iranian infrastructure. And, you know, Israel does invest a lot of money in cyber warfare. Israel has the highest per capita incidence of hackers. And I went ahead and I posted a link to that documentary Zero Day about Stuxnet. Now, normally I don't link anything too long to whatreallyhappened.com, but this thing's almost 2 hours long, and maybe over the weekend you want to look at it. And the major revelation of this documentary is that all nations are trying to develop cyber warfare. You know, the U.S. and Israel are definitely leaders in that area, and that there are cyber weapons being deployed all the time. But the only reason Stuxnet became known to the public is that Israel decided to tweak it to make it more aggressive against Iran and accidentally created a version which broke out of Iran and ran all over the world, causing all kinds of damage. And it's known that Stuxnet was in computers around the Fukushima power station. We'll never know if Stuxnet had gotten into Fukushima because all of those memories have been destroyed by radiation. But it is known that some of their computerized safety systems did not function as they were supposed to during that disaster.
Yeah, well, we don't know whether they tweaked it on the Colonial Pipeline because we just paid out the ransom. And, you know, I recall that they were just real giddy and intent on just paying that ransom. You know, they didn't want it looked into. And so it's just one of those things you kind of where you scratch your head, you know, Michael?
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes these companies will go and pay the ransom because they don't want the negative publicity, especially companies that have a lot of the public data. And, you know, for everyone that comes out and says we've had a hack attack that exposed your information, there are probably several others that are trying to hush it up.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how few of these hackers that we, you know, ever get it found or exposed. But, you know, hey, we got Julian Assange. What do you want?
So, yeah,
anyway,
really.
With that, Michael, yeah, hooray. Have a great show, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Kelly and Austin called back on in, so let's pick up where you left off. Kelly, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I got Larry cut off somehow. Anyway, I was saying that the third novel is Atlas Shrugged.
Yes.
The society that she describes there is not a whole lot unlike what we're seeing evolving today. You know, with demands for equity and sharing of wealth and everything else, and the society just crumbling down around Earth. But the difference there is that Rand posits a society in which people actually rebel, led mm-hmm. by John Galt, and which they go on strike. And what I'm telling you here is that we do have a way to fight back. It's not a violent way to fight back, but it's an effective way to fight back, and that is to do as John Galt advised, go on strike. Just don't participate.
Mahatma Gandhi did exactly the same thing. That's how he got the British out of India.
That's right, and I tell you what, if the same thing happened in the United States, if people just stopped, ignored the government, if they didn't go to work, if they just said, to hell with you, we're not participating in this nonsense, how long would it take before the Biden administration would come apart at the seams? I don't think it would take that long. I think you'd see them resort to drastic measures, but I think the drastic measures wouldn't last very long, because
it would just
make
the situation worse.
How totalitarian they really are. And so, you know, while we read these dystopian novels, and typically they end with a very grim vision of the future, if you look back at Rand and Atlas Shrugged, she actually gives you a way out of this, and that is, don't participate. Go on strike. Who is John Galt? Ask yourself that. You're John Galt. I'm John Galt. We're all John Galt. Let's just say, no, hell no, we're not participating in this. If you want to run the society that way, you do it, but you're doing it without my help. And if tens of millions of Americans across this country said, hell no, we're not going to do that, I don't think it would take very long for the Biden administration to be on its knees, period. I'm curious what other people might have to say.
Again, I would definitely recommend that, because, like I said, it worked for Gandhi. It was basically, you know, nonviolent, non-cooperation.
Right. Thanks for taking my call, Mike. Appreciate
it. All right, you've got it. We're going to go to Sherry in Fredericksburg. Hello, Sherry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Well, different things I've been thinking about. There's this, the current vaccine is causing some problems here, and I think you know about this. I'm just going to name a few things, because it's really not my place to even be talking about this. But those with natural immunity, like myself, if we took the virus, we would be experiencing a loss of antibodies, evidently.
You mean if you took the vaccine?
Yeah, if I took the, what did I say?
Took the virus. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, the thing is, they've kind of got it back. They count the number of corona cases by counting the number of threats to contracting the virus. There are 1,200 of them. They're counting really the threats to it. The actual virus itself protects against one of these threats. It's kind of backwards. It's not the virus they're counting. They're really counting just the threats. As I understand it, maybe when you look into this, there's a reference I gave the producer that you'll see, you know, if I'm correct or not, because I was listening to this last night. One of the threats is that they're counting those instead of actually, there's so many of them that your body won't recognize the virus itself, because if they have the vaccine, your body won't recognize the virus itself, because it's been programmed not to consider the virus itself as a threat, because that's the nature of what they're giving us. You understand? Your body will work against you. Very few young people have gotten the virus itself. It's like 0.001%.
Yes.
And like people with cystic fibrosis or something might get it. But they're really not counting the virus itself when they say there's all these cases. No, that's the threat of it. The virus they give you, it sounds terrible, Mike. But it's programming your body to reject everything else, which means the virus itself, because they're giving you something for the threat of a virus, you see, and programming you. Does that make, Can you understand what I'm saying?
I'm having a very hard time following along. I mean, we do know that people who get these experimental gene therapies are seeing their body's own natural immune system being damaged, which means they're
to
be more susceptible to other illnesses that are coming along.
That's exactly right, because of the nature of what they're giving you in that virus. They're giving you something that will program your body. The vaccine. In the vaccine, there's something that will program your response to the real virus. It will count it as not a threat. It won't consider it as a threat because it's been programmed just to recognize the threat of a virus, not the virus itself. You see, it is difficult, but it's also such huge news that you could be actually letting your body contribute to your own demise. It sounds terrible, but your body will work against you.
I think I'm following along there. I think we're both saying pretty much exactly the same thing. We're just picking different words.
Yeah, I think it's a big news, and I hope it explodes all over the place on both the independent radio and the mainstream. I hope it goes everywhere.
No,
it'll never
be on the mainstream media. They are owned by big pharmaceuticals. Big pharmaceuticals. Remember the opioid crisis, where these pharmaceutical companies made addicts out of Americans with these synthetic opioids? Well, the pharmaceutical companies have made addicts out of the corporate media with lots and lots of advertising dollars.
Mm-hmm. You're right, but here's one benefit from it, and some of the other things on this high treason stuff that I was thinking about. The one benefit is once we understand what was really going on and the numbers we were given and what they really represent and what they're doing to our bodies by giving us this current virus, vaccine, once we realize it, we will never go back to that again. We will be finished with mandates.
Okay.
We'll be ready. We'll be ready to let it go. And the next person that comes in will bring both sides together, and we'll be ready for it. We'll be ready to say, yes, we're going to stand up against this. It's not a political thing. It's just a control, the people that want to control our lives. The people that want to seek to control us are the ones that are doing this. So once we become fully aware of how deceptive it all was and that our children may have limited years, here's one thing you can do about it so you can have a fuller life is if you've had the virus and you think it might bring back your cancer, because it's going to weaken your immune system because of the other things that are coming in, just make sure you have, however often you have to check, blood clots in your legs, because if you can have them busted up on a regular basis, you'll probably be hearing about this later too. If they bust them up on a regular basis, and there's none to travel up to your heart. Because once those blood clots get in your heart, that's when you have a problem with a heart attack.
Yeah,
I hate
there
to
are
tell
some
people
very
this, as I...
critical, very narrow blood channels in the heart. If they get blocked, there's one that's actually nicknamed the Widowmaker, because if you get a plaque or a clot in there, it's basically that's it. You're gone.
Yeah. The scary thing is my family came for Thanksgiving and everything, and it was wonderful. I look at my children. They're still underage to get anything. But I think, I want to say to my son, listen to me. But, you can't. I don't know if he's had it or not. They work at home, so maybe they haven't had the virus. But I'm just going to pray real hard. I think that might help, too. There's something about debit cards I want to pass by you. I was really surprised when my bank started trying to get me to go for a credit card, a debit card. I remember back, gosh, it was several years ago. The bank says they're perfectly safe, but I remember.
Okay, Sherry.
And you may remember.
Okay, yes. Sherry, I'm going to put you on hold. I want to hear about this debit card fraud, but we got to take a break for commercials. So stay online. I'm going to come right back to you. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719 extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Santa Claus has moved to Indiana and he did it just because there's a town named after him in Indiana and they call it Santa Claus. Santa Claus has moved to Indiana with his trinkets and his toys.
And welcome back to our show. We're talking with Sherry in Fredericksburg. And Sherry, you were going to tell us about this debit card fraud problem.
Well, I don't know if it's a fraud it's going to be a fraud problem, but it made me nervous. I know there's this big reset coming up. Mm-hmm. And my bank people know that I always write checks to pay my bills.
Yes.
And I draw money out every year to pay for my mowing, and I have a driver that takes me into town, and I gave my car to my daughter-in-law and all this stuff. So I depend on those two people. And I've had a lot of work done on my property. It's a surprise how the money can fly out of your bank account.
Yeah,
and start
been there, done
trees
that.
And things. So they're trying to get me, and they said they're safe, thinking I would go for this because it's not like a credit card. But I remember back a few years ago when there were thefts of credit union computers that were left unattended in vans.
Yes.
They were on their way to be repaired. Do you remember that? That was a while back.
That
they
was a while back here, you know, and computer security, it's big business now. It's not doing a very good job, but it's a big business. And, you know, the idea of the debit card is it's useful for online transactions where you don't want to pay interest using a credit card.
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to. I don't. Here's why. Here's my big problem with the debit card. This happened years ago, but they did not tell the customer, the customers that own these debit cards. And thank you for correcting. My left brain always acts up, and I start saying the wrong word. Thank you for being mm-hmm. patient with me on that, by the way. But they did not tell the customers for months that their credit union debit card passwords were stolen, you know, so they used them. And all that information, they just collected up. And months later, they said, oh, by the way, you better stop using your debit card because we're going to have to issue you a new one. In the meantime, I guess they sold off that information as people used them. Wouldn't they collect? Couldn't that information be collected? I mean, they waited so long to tell them. They could have put out an alert immediately. The reason I know is because I was signing up for the credit union. And I said, listen, I want no debit cards, credit cards, or ATMs. I don't want any cards. I'm very old-fashioned. So just let me collect every 3 months and make a little money off this money because their interest rates are always a little higher. I went in and said, I hear they sent out notes to everyone. I hear that like 3 or 4 months ago, everyone's debit card got compromised. She said, well, you weren't exempt from that. But the reason I went ahead and quit the credit union, and I kind of wish I'd stayed in there because they do have higher rates.
Well, you know, she was absolutely correct. If you didn't have if you did not have a debit card, ATM card, or credit card, then you're immune from the data hack. And, you know, it is a problem with having all of these cards and all of these account numbers and everything because cybercrime is rampant. For some reason, our government doesn't seem to feel it's a real problem. Who knows? Maybe the NSA is behind a lot of this cybercrime, and it's just another way of sucking money out of the American people.
Yeah, it is. And it's just the fact that they waited so long till everyone used their cards so that they could, you know, get more money out of them, maybe for fielding them out to other countries or whatever.
Well,
it was.
You're ignoring the possibility. You're ignoring the possibility that they may not have found out about the breach when it happened, and that's actually very common.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that the breach can happen, and it takes them a while to figure out what's going on, and then they realize, oh, my goodness, we got broken into, and then they send out the notifications, and they change all the card numbers and everything. We had to go through that once when, you know, back when they had the radio chips inside the credit cards, and, you know, hackers were just, you know, they'd get a laptop and the radio gear, you could get it on eBay. And they just walk through the shopping mall picking up all this credit card information, which is now why they have that security code on the back for you to read off. But Claire got hit by one of those. And, you know, we got a call from the security branch at our bank saying, you know, are you in Minnesota at a sporting event? And I said, absolutely not. And, you know, we weren't charged for it. So anyway, listen, Sherry, I'm going to let you go. I gave you a lot of time here, and the calls are starting to pile on up. So I'm going to let you go, and we're going to start with David in West Virginia. And, David, I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break, but what's on your mind?
Well, two things, really. One is just a little humorous little observation. Then I got a serious question about you and the media. The observation is that I think you probably heard that the Christmas parade killing wasn't done by Daryl Brooks. That was done by an SUV.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. That was over at CNN.
Okay. Well, it turns out now that the shooting on the movie set wasn't done by Alec Baldwin. That was done by the gun.
Yeah, I saw that. He's now claiming he didn't even pull the trigger. David, I got to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these few words.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with David in West Virginia. We're talking about the abuses of the corporate media, like portraying the Christmas parade attack as having been done by an SUV, and don't even think about the person who was driving that SUV because he's the wrong ethnic group for the narrative. And the new one that's come on out now, where Alec Baldwin is trying to dodge the wrongful death lawsuits coming out of the accident on the set of Rust, by saying that he didn't actually pull the trigger, that, you know, something else happened. And it really is ridiculous. You know, either the corporate media thinks we, the American people, are all idiots, or the people working at the corporate media are all idiots. One of the two.
Okay. What I came up with was that apparently we have a revolt going on by inanimate objects against the human owners.
Yes.
But my larger question related to media was, you've got a thing on what really happened today about YouTube going more corporate media, legacy media.
Yeah, YouTube is going to start emphasizing and promoting videos from the corporate media. And
right.
Videos from other people get shoved down to the bottom of the list. So they're just becoming another front for corporate media. It's just more, you know, propaganda and censorship.
I agree. And you were talking earlier then about Twitter kind of doing the same thing.
Yes.
Just using what I consider to be the three big ones, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook.
Yes.
They all seem to have started out as like alternative, and then they're all veering towards this mainstream corporate.
Yeah, they have been absorbed into the corporate media megalith. But the good news is there are a lot of other social media platforms springing up to fill the void of free speech. TLB Talk is one. Gab is another. VK is a good one. BitChute for videos. That's kind of where I'm spending most of my time these days.
Well, Republic is a good place, too. One time I was watching C-SPAN, mm-hmm. and they referenced What Really Happened as a source for something. I was kind of pleased to see that you were apparently important enough for C-SPAN.
You know, I'm sure I remember when the New York Times claimed that I was saying that Mars had an ancient civilization on it. And of course, I've never said anything like that at all. But the New York Times put that on out there. So I hope C-SPAN treated me fairly, but being C-SPAN, I rather doubt it.
Well, they just really referenced you as the source of this story. But anyway, my question is, in the first place, do you have any idea what kind of pressure is put on these three sites to get them to steer towards the corporate viewpoint? And as the proprietor of a site yourself, mm-hmm. that presents a different view on the world, do you personally get any pressure to start?
Not as much as I used to. You know, when I was first starting out and I was one of just a handful of these sites, I got a lot of pressure. I got death threats, and ultimately, you know, they got tired of playing that nonsense and went away. As far as the large corporate social media companies, they are publicly traded, and that means that somebody who has access to a lot of money can come on in and buy up a majority of the stock and literally control the company from within. And it's rather interesting. There was a story out just the other day where the majority stockholder of CNN is now saying that he wants CNN to go back to reporting real news and just get off all of this political indoctrination stuff.
Yeah, I saw that one. But it's just very striking to me that we started out with what were going to be three different viewpoints,
mm-hmm.
and it's like they've all been corrupted. And makes me wonder about the future of any other one. As soon as you get popular, do you get pressure from some place? Is it FCC or, like you're saying,
no, FCC, FCC does not have jurisdiction over the Internet, at least not yet. I am getting pressure, obviously, when YouTube shuts down my video feed, when PayPal cancels my accounts. I mean, those are forms of pressure as well.
Right, exactly. And they all seem to go in the same direction, all towards this corporate mainstream legacy viewpoint. And,
yes.
It's disturbing to see.
It's all liberal, it's leftist, it's socialist, and wokeism. And yeah, there is big money behind all of this.
All right. Well, thanks for the comment.
All right. Well, thank you very much here, and we're going to go to Daniel in British Columbia. Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hi, Michael. Yeah, I'll be super brief. I just wanted to point out this Ethan Crumbly, the 15-year-old Oxford, mm-hmm. Michigan school shooter, was charged with 4 counts of murder,
mm-hmm.
and terrorism as well.
Yes.
Now, you contrast that to Daryl Brooks, who isn't 15 years old, was a member of BLM, mowed down 6 people in the middle of the heartland, Waukesha, mm-hmm. during a Christmas parade, and he's just charged with murder. So the definition of terrorism is the use of violence or the threat of violence, especially against civilians, in the pursuit of political goals. Now,
yes.
Daryl Brooks was a member of BLM, or at least his social media clearly stated that. And so you look at BLM, their top funding arranger is Susan Rosenberg, ex-weatherman terrorist who was sentenced mm-hmm. to 58 years in prison. She was her sentence of 58 years was commuted by Bill Clinton on his last day in office.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if anything deserves terrorism, it's that one. And I think because this Ethan Crumbly kid, even though he's 15, is white, he gets slapped on, you know, because he'll never see the light of day. I'm sure Dale Brooks won't either. But, I mean, the point is, if you're white, you're the enemy, and you're automatically a white supremacist terrorist. Now,
you know, the powers that be want the Daryl Brooks case to fade away as quickly as possible because it doesn't fit the narrative of evil white men, poor black victims that they have been selling all this time.
Yeah, it probably fits the their narrative of trying to make all cars self-driving in the future.
Yeah.
You know, because that SUV was just it's to blame, really. And another thing about this Oxford school shooting, you know, I have a feeling, you know, I'm usually pretty weary of these things. But so far, I haven't seen any smiling parents who have already asked for or said they forgive the shooter and are on TV smiling, calling for gun control. So I'll let you get on with the rest of your callers. Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, have you ever seen a Russian drink water? Vodka, that's what they drink.
General Jack D. Ripper.
That's right, Mandrake.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're almost there, man. Let's not forget Victoria Nuland, you know, and she's back in the back in power there in the State Department, and her husband, I forget his name, but he was one of the founders of the Project for the New American Century.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's terrible. As much as Putin, you know, he'll talk every year during the great parade for the great patriotic war. He talks bad about, you know, Germany. They're painting him in the same corner as they did Hitler, I think. I mean, they're provoking, the media is mm-hmm. provoking it, and they want him to jump, you know, and then once he jumps and the party starts, you know. World War III, like you say, would be a very good way to get people's minds off the problems that they've brought upon us. You know,
in the hope that it doesn't go nuclear, but I don't know. I mean, it's just going to take one accident, one act of stupidity for this thing to go completely out of control. And then, as one of our other callers said the other day, in a nuclear war, everywhere is the front line.
That's correct. Have you ever listened to The Perfect Storm with Lee Austin? He comes on late at night, between 8 and 9 Central.
I have not. I should, but I have not.
Yeah, I get it. You're a busy guy, and you know. But last night I tuned in while I was doing something, and he had this clip of this woman who she mentioned that the Ashkenazi Jews aren't very affected by the spike proteins. You heard of that?
No, I hadn't heard that. I know that what the media is reporting is that Israelis are being hard hit by COVID and the vaccine injuries. I haven't seen a demographic breakdown. I agree that one would be very interesting, you know, interesting to see.
Well, I'm looking right now at this paper, bmcmedicine.biomedical.com, and it's very complex, and so I'm going to just briefly as possible try to convey what I'm looking at here.
Okay.
The spike protein interacts with the angiotensin. Now, angio is the heart, okay?
That's
what I remember from apparently. It interacts with the angiotensin-converting enzyme 2, the ACE2, that's what I'll call it from here on out, enzyme,
yes.
The ACE2 enzyme, okay. And let me skip down here, and there's a chart. The highest, the populations that have the most prevalence of deleterious variants are among the African-American and non-Finnish Europeans at 39% and 54%, respectively.
Okay.
And then it goes down to Latinos, East Asians, Finnish, and South Asians are 2 to 10%, you know, and the Amish and Ashkenazi Jews populations do not appear to carry such variants in ACE2 coding regions. So
Could you email me that URL? I would like to take
a closer
look at that.
Yeah, I seem to send emails, and I don't know if they're ever read, but I'll send it to you right now. That way you know, about time when you're done with the show, go
okay.
And look back. And that's it. WhatReallyHappened.com, what's the header on that, or your address?
Well, the email address is wrh@whatreallyhappened.com.
Got it. Okay, I'll send it right now.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call, and let's see. Oh, we have the lines are open. I thought we had more callers. So the lines are open, 512-248. I'm sorry, 8252. And let's see. Okay. All right. So getting on back to the news here, let's talk about immigration and globalism. The Biden administration has managed to reach a deal with Mexico over restarting Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, although obviously the Biden White House will not, in fact, be mentioning the word Trump. You know, Trump is like Voldemort, he who must not be named, certainly within that administration here. Meanwhile, migrants from 106 countries crossed the southern border in the Del Rio sector in 2021. And a media release from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection on Wednesday documented the accounts of migrants recently apprehended from a wide variety of nations far beyond Mexico and Central America. So they're just pouring on in here. And Border Patrol agents assigned to Del Rio sector's Eagle Pass station arrested 6 Eritrean nationals after they illegally entered the United States. Now, last week, the Biden administration started pushing out this idea that we should not use the phrase illegal alien because the illegal alien's feelings would be hurt. It's a ridiculous idea. They are, in fact, illegal aliens. They became illegal the instant they set foot over that border, and I'm all for calling a spade a spade. But in the wake of Biden's move and the commentary about it, the wokeness, apparently several states are now altering their official immigration language to avoid offending the illegal aliens. Well, you know, I am really sorry. I don't care if we're offending criminals. I really don't. And I don't think we ought to be concerned about their feelings because they are certainly not concerned about ours while they flood into our country. So anyway, story coming on out of Station Gossip, the Democrat spending bill, that's the one they're still nattering and gromishing about, includes a provision that would put millions of illegal immigrants on the path to citizenship, turning them into loyal Democratic voters to be moved into those districts that are just slightly red and aren't going to take much of a push to go over to blue. Okay, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. Earth is really rocking and rolling right now. People are still talking about La Palma, which continues to have an explosive eruption, the biggest in about 500 years. The island is being hit with magnitude 5 earthquakes over and over again. And another story, this one coming out of Crack News. Everybody likes to talk about the Yellowstone supervolcano And it is of concern, but most people don't know that there is another super volcano to the southwest, and this is the Long Valley Caldera. And this caldera is about 20 miles long. It's one of the largest super volcano calderas on Earth. And according to this article, scientists are beginning to see signs of a possible eruption there. And that would certainly be a bad day for everybody. Meanwhile, in the Philippines, Pinatubo has erupted again. I remember the last time it did. Claire and I were still living in North Hollywood, and we had these amazing salmon-colored sunsets from all the dust in the air. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today, and we're getting a little science news in here because you know, I'm a science person. I love to talk about science and space and so forth. A lot of people have been talking, especially environmentalists, about the so-called Great Pacific Garbage Patch. Now, this is a mass of debris, plastic, It's caught in the North Pacific Gyre Current, and it's twice the size of Texas. Now, it's rather dispersed. It's not a solid mass. You can't walk on it or anything like this. But it turns out it has provided a home for sea life. And there was a study out there. There are now sea anemones growing on there, hydroids, amphipods. This is actually turning in to be a little oasis of life right there in the middle of the Pacific. Okay, a little bit of good news for you Second Amendment enthusiasts. Out in Nevada, a judge is about to or has already struck down Nevada's ghost gun ban on constitutional grounds. So there's a little victory there. Getting on back to this issue of constant spying, there's a document out from the FBI. It was obtained by Rolling Stone. And in the document, the FBI admits it's actually very easy to harvest data from Facebook's, or Meta's, WhatsApp, and Apple's iMessage services as long as the FBI has a warrant or subpoena. Yeah, I'm sure they're waiting for a warrant or a subpoena. But judging by the document, the most popular encrypted messaging apps are also the most permissive, meaning the encryption has already been backdoored. Now, if anybody's spying on my iMessage traffic, they're going to get bored because it's mostly just communication with Claire about, I'm at the post office now. Over at the CIA, they're dealing with a scandal. there were at least 10 of its employees involved in child sex crimes. Only one of them ever actually got charged. The rest were basically handled internally, meaning it was all hushed up. And this was reported on BuzzFeed News. According to the documents, one of these CIA staffers had inappropriate sexual activity with an unidentified two-year-old girl and admitted to having sexual contact with a six-year-old on two occasions. And the employee was fired from the agency but never charged. Not quite the image of the CIA that we got from Tom Clancy. I'm a huge fan of the early Clancy books before he had ghostwriters, and I'd love if we had a CIA like that, but the books are works of fiction here. Concern is being raised over at the Washington Free Beacon that medical schools are graduating incompetent doctors because they are going woke and pushing ideology rather than stay focused on the science. Okay, we are at the end of the, let's see, end of the program here. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Jerry Kirk is taking the microphone tonight. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Please donate. You are keeping RBN alive at this time, and that is a good thing. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. Aloha, America.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.